Welcome to a special edition of the Ryan Ballingy Podcast. I have a very special guest for you today in honor of Take Your Kid to Work Day. My guest is my son, Carrick. Carrick, welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hi.
So Carrick's going to be my guest today because I wanted him to get a sense of some of the things I do when I do my job every day. And I told him that maybe we could record a podcast, and he really liked that idea. So why did you want to do a podcast?
Because I just felt like doing one.
Did you want to be a guest?
Yes, I just wanted to be a guest.
Yeah? And what do you think a guest... Why do you think someone invites a guest on a show?
They can ask them questions.
Yeah? Is it... What kind of questions do you think a host should ask a guest? What should he ask them about?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you think that the host should ask the guest questions that reveal what makes them interesting? Or to get to know them? Not sure?
Not sure.
That's okay. You can say you're not sure.
I'm sure.
So, I figured I would ask you some questions about being a six-year-old boy. And then we can kind of go off of that, okay? Because that's who you are. So my job is to try to tell the people listening who you are and your story and a little bit about you, okay?
Okay.
So what school do you go to?
St. Patrick's.
And what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
So you're almost done kindergarten. What have you liked so far about being in St. Patrick's this year?
Having a lot of friends.
Yeah. How many friends do you have?
A lot.
A lot? Well, there are, what, like 240, 250 kids in your school?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them do you think are your friends?
I don't know. I don't count because I have too much.
And how do you make friends so easily?
I just see a new person. I'm hardly with friends, all the boys in first grade.
And how did you get to know them? Did you walk up to them and tell them your name, or how did you do it?
One of my friends, we both had Pokemon. That's how we became friends. We both had Pokemon.
And so you started playing Pokemon together?
Yeah.
What, have you made friends playing other games?
Yeah.
Like what?
Nathan playing Candyland.
Candyland after school?
Yeah. And Jack.
And Jack from Candyland?
He's not from Candyland.
How'd you meet him?
I just met him in third grade. He was in third grade, I just met him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And when do you get to play with your friends?
Recess.
And what do you like to play at recess?
Mostly tag.
Yeah? Just regular old tag or special tag?
Like, different tags every time. Sometimes they're really interested in one, and we all play that every time.
Well, what's your favorite tag?
Zombie Pigman?
Zombie Pigman? What's Zombie Pigman?
You just have to, the person who is, counting has to, count to a specific number, that you just count to any number you want, any kind of number you want, and then the taggers will go. But there has to be two taggers, and if you get tagged, you're on the taggers team.
So, who are the taggers, the zombies or the pigmen?
They're zombie pigmen, like from Minecraft.
Oh, from Minecraft, yeah. Okay. So the taggers are zombie pigmen. And then the game's over when all the zombie pigmen...
No, when every kid but except one is still in.
And they're the winner?
Yes.
And then are they it the next time and they pick someone, or are they not
No,
it?
They pick who's it.
Do you want to be it?
No, I just outrun them. That's the only thing I try to do. I just pretend I'm playing another game and they don't come after me, so.
They don't think that you're playing? Like you quit the game or something?
Yeah, but they think like I'm so quiet that they don't see me. They just run after other people.
Yeah.
Like Patrick or Brady.
But are you quiet at school? Because you're not quiet at home. Are you quiet at school?
Yes.
You can be honest.
Yes.
You're not quiet at school. Are you yourself at school? You talk?
Yeah. I like to answer questions.
Yeah? Yep. Do you like to ask questions?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you ask questions of a lot?
Nico.
What?
And I take, when I'm in free art, I at the end of the day, he, gives me what he makes. He makes, like, Texas Portal City stuff. He made Texas Portal City up.
What's it called?
Texo Portal City.
Texo Portal?
Yeah.
And what happens in that city?
He didn't draw the city, so I don't know what happens. He just draws Texo Portal somewhere else, when the last time I saw him, he drew a Texo Portal City snake.
Oh, okay. Is that just a regular snake from that city?
No.
What's different about it?
Yeah, sharp teeth. Really sharp teeth.
Oh, okay. And how did you get so good at drawing? Did you learn from anybody?
No.
You just practice?
Yeah.
Do you draw a lot during school?
Yes. Yes and no.
Yes and no? What do you mean yes and no?
Sometimes I draw, sometimes I don't.
You draw when you're allowed?
Yeah, I can pick. I don't pick. I can just go. If there's too much people in one, I can't go.
What's your favorite subject in school? What's your favorite class?
Math.
Why do you like math the most?
It's pretty easy.
So you like it because it's easy?
Yes.
Okay, well, what's hard for you then?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Everything's easy.
Why is everything easy?
It's just easy.
Is it stuff that you've learned before?
No, it's just easy.
So you learn easily?
Yeah.
Do you think you're the smartest kid in your class?
I'm the tallest.
But that doesn't make you the smartest.
Yeah, I probably am the second.
Second smartest?
Yes.
Who's the smartest?
Leo.
Leo?
Yes. He always draws about space.
Yeah. But does he learn stuff easily like you do?
He learns about space mostly, because he likes space mostly.
Yeah. And what do you like mostly? What do you like learning about the most?
Art.
Art?
Yeah.
What have you learned about art?
Drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I made a robin.
You made a robin?
A robin in this film?
Yeah, you're drawing.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a paper mache robin or something like that. Do you do any kind of different types of art in your art class?
I just draw on paper and I made the cherry blossoms. And the way I made the blossoms was a bottle.
Oh, okay. That's pretty clever.
Make branches out of crayon.
Yeah. What's your least favorite subject?
That would be library, because it's the shortest.
So you don't like, you like the library, you just don't like how long you're there?
Yeah. I tried to finish a puzzle with Nico, but...
They let you do puzzles in the library?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. We didn't do that when I was a kid. The library teacher, Mrs. Burke, all she did was just read us a book. And usually it was one that won the Caldecott Medal. It was for good illustrations. And then we were done. And we got to take a book with us. You get to take a book home every week. How do you decide which books you get to take home?
There's just shelves, and I pick off those.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
No.
Something that looks interesting?
Yeah.
Like pictures? Well, sometimes you get different books. You get, like, dinosaur books, or space books, or funny books.
And the Sometimes I get funny.
Yeah?
I never got funny.
So, how many... Do you feel like you can read some books now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you read books in school?
Yes.
You work with your teacher on that?
I read a pigeon book.
The pigeon book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are good books. What's your favorite pigeon book?
Don't Let the Pigeons Stay Up Late.
That's a good one. So, you're going to go into first grade next year. Do you know anything about first grade yet?
But you know the teacher's name.
What's the teacher's name?
Mrs. Mullen.
Mrs. Mullen?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like her? Do you know her at all? I guess I should say, do you know her enough to have an opinion of her?
I just know what she looks like.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you learned any, have you been told at all what you're going to try to learn next year in first grade?
No. But I know in second grade, I'm going to have a Spanish teacher that speaks only Spanish.
Whoa. This year, your Spanish teacher only speaks in English and Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
So, in second grade, you'll just walk in and go, hola, ¿cómo está? And not stop speaking Spanish until it's over? Is that scary?
Kinda.
Yeah? But you know a lot of Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Is Spanish easy for you now at school? Because you know a lot already?
Mm-hmm.
And is that because you learned a lot of Jaman?
Yeah.
Are you glad that you learned all that stuff at Jaman?
Yes.
Make your life a little bit easier now?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, what do you hope to do this summer? You have anything you want to do this summer when you're not in school?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Probably... I don't know.
You want to go swimming?
Yeah, swimming, mostly.
Mostly swimming? Is there any place you're looking forward to traveling with us?
Yeah.
Where you want to go? Or where are you looking forward to going?
Frank and Patty.
Yeah? Do you like doing that on Independence Day weekend?
Yeah.
What do you like the most about that?
I get to see a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. And they have a pool, so I get to have a pool break.
Seems like you're a people person. You like people a lot. Yeah? Why do you like people a lot?
Because they're family. Because they're family.
Well, even people at school. You seem to like a lot of people at school. You have a lot of friends. So what draws you to people? Why do you like people?
I don't know. Just like them.
Are there many people that you don't like?
No. Everybody in school.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. What, do you find something you like about everybody? Or you just like them as they are?
I just like them.
Do most people like you, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people like you?
Me. Because I'm smart.
Yeah? Are you friendly? You like to play?
Yeah.
And you like to talk?
Yep.
And are you nice to people?
Yeah.
You get along with everybody, so that's pretty good. Alright. So, we'll end this interview, this podcast, with some questions about us, Mom and Dad, and Rosie. So, do you love Rosie?
Yeah.
When you smile, why do you love Rosie? What do you love about her?
She's kind.
She's kind. She likes to play with you. Do you like being a big brother?
Yeah.
What do you like about that?
I have a younger sibling that lives around me and always, like, tries to be cute.
Yeah. And she wants to play with you a lot? Yeah. Do you like being kind of the protective big brother? You help out Rosie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah? What do you like about Mom?
For one reason, she gave me birth.
She did. But what do you like about her?
She's smart.
Yeah. You just like that she's smart?
And kind.
And kind. Mm-hmm. And takes you places.
Mm-hmm. And takes you places.
And, it's just funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about me?
You're letting me do this.
Other than this.
You're smart, Johnny, and you want me to, and you're trying to get me to grow up to a nice person.
I am trying to do that, yeah. And what do you like about yourself?
I'm just me.
You're just you? Mm-hmm. What do you think's you? That you're smart?
Yeah.
And you're kind?
Yeah.
And you're silly?
Yeah.
Like to try new things?
Yeah.
Even though you don't eat a lot of foods?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have any questions you want to ask me?
No.
No? Nothing?
Okay.
Give me one question.
Why do you like golf?
That's a good question. So, I started playing golf because my Uncle Russell was one of the coolest people I know then and now. And he played golf a lot. And so I wanted to play golf because he seemed to enjoy it a lot. And so I started playing it and turned out I was pretty good at it and got better at it. And now, 24 years later, I still play golf. And I'm lucky that it's my job. But I still love playing golf some days as much as I always have. Some days not as much, but some days as much as I always have. Is that it?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, that's the end of this edition of the Ryan Ballengee Podcast. I want to thank Carrick for being on the show. Make sure you give this podcast a 5-star review if you're listening on iTunes, or make sure to retweet and share on Twitter. I'm available at Ryan Ballengee, and I will see you next time. Thanks for listening.